Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG. Listen, I'm telling you, we have a very special segment for you today. One of our artist spotlights, Tickle Pink, as my auntie in Milledgeville, Georgia would say, to introduce you to Jerome Brandon. He's hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm going to be bringing him to the mic. He has a new single out. I'm telling you what, it's hitting radio and it'll be available nationally at the end of the month. But Jerome Brandon is making his debut entrance into the gospel music arena with a message of hope and restoration. The new single is called Happy Days Are Here. Yes, Happy Days Are Here. We're going to let you hear it a little later on in the show. And I'm telling you what, this song is really designed to ignite every believer to begin to express the joy that they have as far as being a part of the kingdom. And so we're going to chat it up with him. He's a preacher, he's a husband, and he is, oh my goodness, a humanitarian, an international humanitarian. He has an organization, Happy Days Foundation. You can find them online, happydaysfoundation.org, and we're going to hear all about that. So you know what? I think this is a good time and a good space to bring him to the mic right now. Jerome Brandon is coming right now live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. How you doing today?
What's up, Charvette Mitchell? Thank you so much for having me.
On the Charvette Mitchell
Show, it is an honor.
Oh, my goodness. We are glad to have you. We love to feature people that are doing new stuff, and you are right in line with that. And so I want to tell our listeners a little bit more about you. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about Happy Days Foundation and really how you got into this international work that you do.
Well, I've been preaching for the last 1993 when I began preaching and in ministry. And when I came into ministry, December 1993, I came with outreach and evangelism in mind. I had a rough teenage years, and in my teenage years, I experienced, you know, the drug dealing and all of the stuff on the other side of the fence. You know, my father was a bishop and pastor and mother, so when I got on the other side of the track, I just went, wow.
Oh,
so,
man.
I made a deal with God that if he helped me get myself together, that I would change everybody's life that I could, anybody I come in contact with. And so that's been my thing for the last 20 years. And recently, 2012, I was selected to go through global leadership training with Dr. Patricia Bailey, who's been all over the world, 154 countries, training nationals how to reach their own country and impact other areas, and successfully graduated. And from that point, I was launched into the global ministry. Been working in Haiti 2 years and on my way to Dominican Republic and the African coast. So it's been an honor and privilege helping people and being a blessing and impacting lives.
Wow. That's your story. That's the ministry,
yeah.
The story behind the ministry. So how did you come up with the name Happy Days Foundation? How did you decide to even name the foundation that?
Well, when you're doing the type of work that I'm doing, humanitarian work, you want the reward, my reward, what I love seeing and what I love feeling. I love after we have helped someone, we have done a feeding program, 300 kids at a time. We may do a feeding program in a certain village. I love to see the happy faces that comes from the table where they're going out, when the fathers bring the children and the mothers bring the children, they come out. The Haitians have a way of waving their hands above their heads when they're happy. And I love to see the happy faces. And also because I work in countries that children are affected the most, I want to make sure we put a track together where we're building brighter years, not just momentarily reaching them for the moment or a missional trip that's a temporary mission for a week or for 2 weeks, but how can we set a long-term track where we are building brighter years? And so that's been the theme, making happy days and building brighter years. So that's kind of where that Happy Days Foundation comes from. That's our aim there.
All right, fabulous. And again, listeners, you can go to happydaysfoundation.org and find out more information, find out how you can support and all of that good stuff. We want to say hey there to all the listeners that are tuning in, those that are hanging out on the phone lines, those that are coming in from Twitter and Facebook. We love you guys. Hey there, hey there, hey there. We're chatting it up here with Jerome Brandon, a new single release, OMG. So let's jump right on into that. So certainly, since you are in this happy mode, it made good sense for your first single to be something about being happy. So tell us how you put this first single together.
Well, it's amazing that we're in a happy season. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, the end of 2011 was a real challenging year for me. And at the end of 2011, I never forget, it was towards December, and I was at an event. And going out of the, you know, at the end of the year, you always do an assessment of your life and what has taken place for your good and what has gone sour to the left. And in that assessment, you just, you want to know how can I do better next year or how can I stop what's happening, you know. And I heard it very clear. I mean, very clear, audibly. My happy days are here to stay. And just see it as a message, as a prophetic message to me. But on my way home from that event, it became, you know, I started getting attuned to it. And automatically I started writing. And I didn't know, you know, what timing that it would be released in the right season, in a happy season. We see one of the hottest songs out, number one on the charts, Happy. And then also I'm hearing now, I'm in the city of Houston, and I'm hearing a lot of old happy songs that they're singing now that has happy in it. So this is a happy season. So 2 years ago and just being released this month, my God, I'm telling you, it's perfect. It's impeccable timing, I want to say.
Yes.
So that message there. Is to encourage other people that are going through hard times, to lift them up, to encourage them, and to get them to begin making that decree and making that declaration, because you will never experience happy days unless you open your mouth and declare it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when you speak over your days, you can expect what you speak. Speak
All
what
right.
you expect and expect what you speak. That's a motto that I live by.
All right, there you have it, listeners. And I'm so glad you mentioned that God gave you this 2 years ago, and it's manifesting now. And a lot of people are, there's a lot of buzz about Winfrey and Pharrell interview that she did on Oprah Prime this past weekend, and he talked about how this song "Happy" that you know just going crazy. He couldn't even get it played on the radio. It organically grew. It organically grew from video. He couldn't get it played on the radio. They, you know, they thought it was a little slow, whatever, but the success of the song just organically grew. So that just means it was just, this is the season, like you said, for happy. So tell us about, do we hear your voice on the single? Do we hear other people? Tell us who we will hear.
Well, I am the messenger. I can only share the message. I am the messenger, although I'm a musician, but I did not play on this particular project, neither did I sing. I'm a messenger. So you will hear me narrating. Chave is amazing. When we originally wrote the song and was putting it together, it is produced by Jesse Stevenson.
Yes.
By Jesse Stevenson. Also, I have a co-writer, Rupert Halton. I gave him a few days to come up with a verse. So, and that's been we've been co-writing songs for a while. And Jesse Stevenson, when I brought it to Jesse Stevenson, he started putting it together. Originally, I wanted him to sing, lead throughout the whole way, take the lead. You lead. We have background vocals. We're going to push this project. And when we came down to the final comps, Jesse, I don't know, he heard God. And Jesse said, listen, man, this is your message. You can push this far greater than anybody. And Jesse made me come into the studio and lay the narration tracks that I laid And when he sent me the final clumps, I was like, oh, wow, the way he put it together. So he pulled back, and then he allowed the narration to come forth, and he just accented around. So the mixture, I'm telling you, the way God really helped us to put this thing together, I mean, it is wonderful. It's a great message with a great vibe.
All right. And again, listeners, you're going to get to hear it in just a few minutes. Happy Days Are Here. New single out, Jerome Brandon. You will be able to get your hands on it at the end of the month. So you're going to have your national release at the end of the month, right?
Yes. In 7 days. In seven days, next Friday, everything will be released to digital distribution. You know, Chavette, I've been having a wonderful time out here in Houston all week long.
And it's spring break and it's all that. So, I'm glad we just were able to pull a little bit of your time away, a little bit from your family. So I appreciate that. But I do want to mention, and I think this is what is awesome about this Happy Days Are Here and just this whole happy movement that you're on. I have to mention, and I have to let listeners know, you have, you know, recently you've lost a sister and a brother, and, you know, how have you been able to still declare, you know, my happy days are here? There are people that would have just went under a rug, went under a rock and just was like, I just need to chill. I just need to fade out, fade to black for a little while. But you are on this mission. How have you been able to do that?
Well, let me tell you, when you make a confession, you have to live by that confession. Mm. And 5 years ago, my sister died and left me with an ask that I take care of her four teenagers. And just last year, they both graduated. The last two of the four graduated from high school. So it was already emotional, an emotional year. And my brother came in. During that time, he came to live from New York. And he came and at the age of 36 years old, right in my house, had a massive stroke and passed about a week later. And, you know, my brother was like, he was my twin. I mean, when you see me, you saw him. And we looked just alike. He just had different eyes, you know. So we're always mistaken for each other. And that was a major blow to myself, but to my family, because it was unexpected. One day, full of energy, on his way to work, and just massive stroke, had a massive stroke. That was a major blow. And when I started to go down behind it, my song kept reminding me that I don't have to give in to what I'm feeling. And having to go back and forth throughout the studios to finalize all of the production, all that kind of kept me going, that confession there, because I had to face that song every day. And then just about a month ago, which is exactly 4 months later, my sister, who came down to live with me, you know, seeking a liver, and she fell sick and took a turn for the worse, and she died. And this is the sister lost. She was the one that actually raised me. When I made that vow to God that I will get my life together, whatever, I wound up moving with my brother, and she's the one that really put a lot of this stuff in me. And for her to pass, I watched her pass right in the hospital, and it was a joy to see her just slip away. But it was sad. It was another blow to the family. But again, my confession, it has to stand. I cannot give in to what I'm feeling and to what's happening at the moment, you know. So I keep that confession every day. My happy day, I speak over every day of my life. My happy days are here, and they're not just here, Chavette, for the moment, but they are here to stay. We have to decree that and live by it.
My God, and the power in that is that you had to live by the words that are in this song because of all of the things that are happening to you. It's not like you were just kind of skipping through the daisies, but you are living this song. So you know what? I think this is a great place to let listeners hear the song right now, and then we're going to come back and chat some more. Is that okay?
That's wonderful. I'm looking forward.
All right. All right, listeners. Here we go. We want to let you hear the single. We know you're going to love it. Here we go.
Celebration is in the atmosphere for people all over the world. Happy days are here to stay. Let's sing.
I decree
and declare
and declare.
day.
Are here to stay.
It's a brand new day.
A brand new day. Dark clouds rolled away.
Happy days are here.
Happy days are here to stay. Don't you worry about a thing, because happy days are here. They are here.
Can
to
we
stay.
Sing that together?
Decree, and
I declare your happy days are here.
It's a brand new day.
It's a brand new day.
You know trouble don't last always.
Happy days are here.
Can you feel it?
Happy
days are here. Make this positive confession. Even when things are not going your way, don't complain. Pull the sun out of your clouds and watch it brighten your day. We're not going to lose it.
Oh, this is the day the Lord has made. We will shout.
Oh, it's time to celebrate.
Forever
we will stay. Let's go.
I decree your happy day.
Your happy day.
Oh, it's a brand new day. Happy days are here.
They are here to stay.
Oh, it's getting better and better, y'all. Come on, all over the world.
We will pray.
That's bad.
Yes.
That's bad.
Yes. It is fire.
Yes.
Yes. So what does it feel like to, it's like birthing a baby almost, to have this, you know, single coming out and getting into people's ears? What is the feeling that you have around it?
Well, you know, it's exciting. I know that are many people that are going to be blessed.
Yeah.
And I know there are people that will hear this song, and just as it has been a blessing to me, has been encouraging to me, uplifting to me, I know it's going to be that much more to other people. And I'm just excited because it's not just a message, it's a movement. It's
yeah.
a movement. I'm going in July to record in Creole, and I'm going to Brazil to record in Portuguese to my friends out there in Brazil in Portuguese. And in November, I'm going to South Africa because I want to record it with the South African choir. I want this to be a global message where everybody will hear. And my endeavor is to record this song in as many languages as I can so that this message can get out. And the vibe of having happy days will just permeate the atmosphere. So that's kind of where we are.
What a vision. What a vision. And I can hear ensemble singing this. I can hear full choir singing this. So I think it's versatile enough that people can grab a hold to it. So I definitely got to give a big shout out to Pastor Jesse Stevenson. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show before. So listeners, yes, that name sounds familiar. Outstanding. And some of those notes in there, OMG. Staring them up. And certainly Rupert as well. Don't want to leave them out. Can we expect to see you? I know you're going to be in Charlotte coming up. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Next Saturday, we will have a debut showcase. I'm going to be at the Listener's Lounge in Charlotte at the New Life Fellowship Church with Pastor John P. Key is the pastor. And they're having a wonderful event there that will give new artists an opportunity to sing and perform in front of a lot of powerful gospel music industry executives. And they're going to be there all weekend. They have wonderful workshops going on. And I am one of the featured new artists that's going to be, myself and the group, we're going to be next Saturday. Starts at 4:00. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be our first time actually performing it in front of a live audience. It's been performed before, but in front of a live audience of that magnitude. So I'm excited about next week, and I'm honored to be in the city of Charlotte. Shout out to Mrs. Jamila Joy.
Yay.
For managing this project. She's doing a wonderful job, and we're getting ready for great things to come.
Outstanding. Yes, certainly big shout out to Jamila Joy, a good friend of mine and of the show. Also big shout out to Lachelle Crump, who is organizing Listener's Lounge, so certainly a friend of the show as well. So Charlotte and surrounding counties, you want to make sure you get there. But again, digital downloads will be available in 7 days, so you will have an opportunity to get this and put it into your library and all that good stuff. How can people contact you, Jerome?
You can reach me at Happy Days Foundation Global at gmail.com and also Kingdom Life VA, abbreviation for Virginia, at AOL.com. Kingdom Life, KingdomLifeVA at AOL.com. You can also reach our Happy Days office is 804-317-7425, 317-7425, 804 area code. And you can hit me up on Facebook, Jerome Brandon, also the Happy Days Foundation Facebook page. The website, happydaysfoundation.org, and, those are the ways that you can contact us. You can leave a message. And even for those of you that want us to come to your church, we're starting our campaign where we're actually going out and performing, bringing a lot of, along with this song, Chavette, there's a lot of exciting things you want to do to push the message. We have T-shirts. We have wristbands.
Oh, yeah.
We have license plate covers that in all says happy days are here to stay. We want this message to go out. And so along with us coming to perform, I share a lot about what I'm doing by video in the country that I'm working in for the last 2 years and how you can be a part, and also highlighting some of the things that we have coming up. And just to do some mission awareness. But when the group come and when the group sing, hearing it on by CD or hearing it
right.
by iTunes and all of that is one thing, but live is a whole different version, and it's a whole lot of fire with that live version.
I know it is.
So, yes, yeah, so for those that want us to come and to campaign at your church, at your ministry, it will be a good outreach opportunity for you to pick your outreach Sundays, outreach weekends, or your mission Sundays or your mission weekends. But we will come, the whole team will come, and we will share. It will be a wonderful, Chavette, my main focus and with the body of Christ, although this will also reach across to those that are not saved, those that are unchurched and unsaved, but with the body of Christ, my main focus is to start a party in every church and every city that I can. Because I believe that as being part of the kingdom, we ought to be excited about who we serve and the kingdom that we are involved in. If everybody get excited, the world will become jealous because they're partying. They're having a wonderful time. They are enjoying who they are. But if the kingdom of God will begin expressing excitement about being a part of the kingdom, about being saved and having Jesus Christ in your life, I believe that it would be attractive to the world to want to know about this Jesus we serve and this kingdom that we are involved in. So I want to go to places where we can just have a good time in the kingdom and enjoy ourselves. So along with Happy Days, when we do come, there's two other songs that that's coming behind the Happy Days song that I believe is going to ignite the nations. So the live version is hot. I'm telling you, it's hot.
Wow.
And along with
is.
The other songs.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And listeners, we've been tweeting as well, so you can connect with Jerome on Twitter at Jerome_Brandon. Again, at Jerome_Brandon. And, of course, you're following me, Twitter.com/Charvette and Facebook.com/Charvette. I've tagged and tweeted him, so that's an easy connection point there. And so you just want to be on the lookout. You want to connect so you can be on the lookout for your opportunity to get and download Happy Days Are Here. And, of course, the invitation that you just heard to bring Jerome and the group to your conference, your convocation, your outreach, whatever you need. My last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Well, Chavette, just knowing that I have inside of me, and to be honest with you, a lot of my trials and situations that I've gone through has been my motivation because God have allowed me to come out of it. And I take every one of those experiences and I process those experiences for the next trial that's at the next level. And being able to empower other people that are hopeless and helpless and changing their situations, I'm motivated by changing lives. As I stated before, so making happy days and building brighter years. So to be on this campaign to change lives and those that are destitute and hopeless and changing their situation, these folk can't pay me back. They don't have the money to say thank you. Even Christians that we're helping, churches that we're helping, they don't have the money to pay us back. You know, you can go to any church and get some money, some food or something, but even churches that we're helping, they don't have the money. So what motivates me is doing to others what I would want done for me had I been in the same situation. That motivates me. Changing lives, building happy, making happy days, and building brighter years. Empowering others is what motivates me and keeps me going. That's the fuel in my tank.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jerome Brandon. There you go. There you have it. Well, that wraps up this special edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, I'm so excited that we had a chance to chat it up with you and all of our listeners that are tuning in and will also listen in our archives and on iTunes and Charvette.com. We appreciate you as well. And thank you so much again, Jerome, for stopping by the show.
Thank you so much, Charvette, and I love what you're doing. You're not just building a wonderful network, but you take the time, every moment that you have, you take the time to empower people. And thank you so much for sharing every tool, concepts, advice. When you posted that, you did the post about Pharrell and,
yeah.
and about the artist and what he was endeavoring to do but didn't work out but then took another turn.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately stopped what I was doing to go and watch what you posted. And it was for new artists. And
yeah.
You don't have to do that. You did not have to do that. But thank God for your heart to empower others, to influence others, and to lift others. It's such a blessing. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a blessing.
Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you so much, so much. All right, listeners, that's it. Again, the wrap of this special edition here. Share the link with a friend. Tell them to go to Charvette.com. If you missed any portion of the interview and you want to share it and you want them to hear the song, the sneak peek, you can have them go back to Charvette.com and they will be able to hear it. So guess what? Until our next show, we're going to be chatting with you later. Goodbye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.